In 1519, Hernan Cortes made a decision that would echo through history. Upon landing on the shores of the New World, he faced impossible odds. Outnumbered and surrounded by uncertainty, he gave an audacious order: burn the ships. With no way to retreat, his men had one choice: fight to succeed or die trying. And they did succeed. Cortez's story isn't just about conquest. It's about commitment. It's about making bold decisions, eliminating excuses, and going all in on your vision. Welcome to Burning the Ships, the podcast where we explore what it means to take risks, push boundaries, and refuse to look back. I'm Jason Seward, your host. In each episode, we'll share stories, strategies, and insights to help you tackle your challenges head on. Overcome obstacles and make your own history. This is Burning the Ships. Let's get started. Welcome to Burning the Ships Weekly Ramble. And today I'm going to talk about a pretty cool topic, something that has been very critical to me and my somewhat my success as a leader, as a salesperson. I've spent most of my career in sales, some form or fashion, negotiator, things like that. So the topic will be perspective versus perception. So the dichotomy of the between the two, and the how I view both of those, and how they're both important, but how they're much different, and if used the correct way, can tend to give you a leg up when it comes to sales, negotiating, and just overall communication. So I'll get into all that in a minute. But like every episode, we'll start off with JJ's joke of the week. And like every week, I have to preface with the fact that he claims that he is making these up. Some of these I'm starting to hear that I've heard before, so I know that he's pulling them from somewhere. But either way, it's fun, and it's JJ's way of kind of being involved with the podcast. He asked me if I could start putting a joke in every week for him. So here goes this week's JJ's joke of the week. What do you call a bear with no teeth? A gummy bear. JJ's joke of the week. So now getting into the topic, perception versus perspective. So I've heard this, talked about on different podcasts and things, and I've read a couple books that, a lot of them have to do with like hostage negotiators or things like that. But they talk about a lot of different mindsets and strategies when it comes to sales, negotiation, stuff like that. But most of us operate through our own perception, right? Perception is how we see the world around us, how I see the world around us, how I see situations that are around me or in front of me or next to me or whatever, how I view it, right? That is your perception. Perspective is being able to get outside of that and see how others are thinking and how they're viewing things and what their thought processes are, right? I was able to learn through some very good mentorship and management and coaching that I had early on in my career and sales, that if you can get out of your own perception when talking to folks or, trying to sell them something or negotiate with them or just communicate, reach a compromise. If you can get out of your own perception and try to see it from their perspective, you will always have an advantage. And not that it's a competition. Like, sales is not a competition. Negotiation, while yes, you're trying to walk away with feeling like you've got value from whatever the situation is, it's not a competition. So when I say you have, it gives you an advantage or a leg up, what I mean by that is the overall outcome is better for both sides if you can operate from seeing it through their perspective rather than your perception. So it's easier for me to just kind of give analogies or go into examples. So I learned this very early on in my career, and it was a major, probably one of the biggest contributors to my sales success, was I operated from, a stance or a mindset of the top priority for me was always to try to find out what other people are wanting, what they're thinking, how they're viewing it. And when I start there from that standpoint, then it's a very high likelihood I'm going to be more valuable to them, right? I'm going to be able to bring more value to them, because now I don't go into and stick into sales for now. I'll kind of take a different angle here in a minute. But in sales, I don't go into it when I have that mindset, I don't go into it thinking, having these preconceived thoughts into the conversation, right? Like, I'm trying to get this out of them. I'm trying to sell them this product. I think it's good for them because all that can be talked about in the negotiation or sales process or whatever. But because I don't operate thinking about me and my thoughts, I'm thinking about them and their thoughts and how they view the situation, what their needs are. I, number one, bring way more value to them, right? They're going to be a lot more comfortable talking to me, a lot more willing to meet me in the middle, right? If it's a negotiation, but in sales, they're going to be a lot more receptive to the product or whatever it is that I'm pitching them, because I'm pitching it from a place of, let me see how you think about this before I even talk about anything. I want to know what you're thinking and where you're at. And then let me try to provide some value through either my product or my service or whatever it is I'm selling you. And when you approach it like that, there's three main keys when people are buying something or they're looking to invest in something or whatever it is. But the three main keys is they have to know you, they have to like you, they have to trust you. If you can't get over those hurdles, then good luck. You know, you can try different strategies and tactics and selling things and convincing people to do things, but if they don't know you, like you, and trust you, then the conversation really doesn't go much further than that. Good luck with that. In order to enhance those three things, or kind of shorten the gap between not knowing somebody and trying to get them to know, like, and trust you, you have a much higher chance of success at that if you can put yourselves in their shoes. Try to see things through their perspective. What do they want to see? What do they want to hear? What engages their curiosity? What makes them think? What excites them? What frustrates them? All that. If you can try to figure that out by asking good questions and by having good in-depth conversations, then most folks will tell you what they want, right? They will tell you what they want, and then you can kind of start working with them and having a negotiation and closing a sale and things like that. So that, in order to get to that know, like, and trust piece, ask more questions. Don't do all the talking in a negotiation or a sale. Ask more questions about them. Like, don't go into it trying to blitz people with your thoughts and your ideas and your perception of things and try to change their perspective of things through your perception. It rarely ends with both sides feeling good about the situation. The sad part is most people do not operate this way. Most people operate out of their own perception. This is where a lot of conflict starts. A lot of marriages have trouble with this because you know, one spouse sees things the way they see it, and that's how they talk, that's how they communicate, all from that perception, rather than trying to see what the other spouse or how they're perceiving what their perspective is on the situation. And I for sure, especially early on in my marriage, and my wife would be, you know, she would be happy to validate what I'm about to say, but I was horrible about this. I was great with it when it came to sales and business and negotiating things. I was great. I would always get out of my own head and hear what the other person had to say, and I would respond accordingly so that the outcome was great. Or, you know, we both got value from it. Not with my wife. I had this mentality of, I knew how to fix it all, right? Whatever you're venting about, whatever you're complaining about, whatever you're, you know, upset with me about, I've got the answer. And I was doing, I always viewed it through my perception. And I would just spout out all the right thing or what I thought to be the right things to say. And it would always, always escalate the situation, cause more of a conflict than needed to be, cause a longer argument and both of us to be pissed off at each other for longer than we needed to be, because I would never get out of my own head and go and try to get into her head and figure out what she, her perspective, and ask questions to kind of understand where she was coming from and things like that. Now, as I've gotten older and more mature and realized through obviously her doing a very good job articulating to me that that's what she needs, more of me trying to, and I could go, I mean, trying to figure out a spouse, whether you're a husband or a wife, that will never, you'll never figure it out. But so it's always an evolving thing in a marriage. But that's one thing I have, and my wife too, have done a very good job at as we've been married longer and matured and learned each other, that the best way to resolve conflict between us or disagreements or whatever the case may be, is for each of us to try to see it through the other people's, the other person's eyes. So me to try to see it through Katie's eyes, her to try to see the situation through mine. And typically we resolve things pretty quick because we view it that way now. But that's in marriage. In business, negotiation, sales, things like that, if you can practice this, and make try to get to a point where your default mode, your default positioning with every situation, whether it's just a conversation, whether it's a negotiation you're in, whether it's trying to resolve a conflict with an employee, a boss, or you're trying to sell something, you're trying to buy something, whatever the case may be. If you can get to a point where this is the default, where you immediately try to see it from their viewpoint, and then ask questions to try to find out what that viewpoint is, and then start bringing more of a compromise solution to the situation, it always works out better. Conflicts get resolved quicker. Both parties tend to walk away feeling like they won. And if both parties feel that way, then both parties got value from that. Now, if you go into it just with whatever's on your mind and you're going to win this situation because this is how I see it, this is how it needs to be fixed, and that's all I care about, and you don't take the extra step to see it through their viewpoint to maybe come in at a different angle like that way, then you're doing both sides a disservice, right? You may walk away winning that way, but they've got no value out of it. And the conflict typically, if there's a conflict, is not resolved in that way. So where I got to practice this quite a bit early in my career was first in sales, right? I sold insurance products, okay? So I sold home insurance, auto insurance, commercial insurance, life insurance, annuities, things like that. And a lot of my sales were face-to-face, right? So I'd go meet someone at their house or they'd come to my office. I'm sitting across from them. And once I realized that both sides, myself who's trying to sell something and them who's looking to buy something, once I realized that both sides are better off when I can put myself in their shoes, I never looked back. That is just how, that was my selling style. So no matter what it was, if they're sitting in front of me, first thing we're going to do is a comprehensive review. I want to know what your situation is, right? I want to know, depending on what product we're looking at, but let's say it's home and auto insurance. What do you have now? Let me see the house. Let me do a valuation of the house, see what it would cost to rebuild the house. Are you covered enough? What do you think about your current insurance program? what issues do you have with it? If they're with another company, right? What problems have you had in the past with your agent or company that you're with? What gripes do you have about insurance in general? Let them vent all those out. What would you like to see better from your new insurance company? And most of the time that's around price and various service type of items. But I ask these questions because I want to see it from their perspective, not my perception. If I was operating from my perception, I would go into that meeting saying, okay, guys, here's what we got to offer. I can beat your company on price. I can, the company that you have now, I'm going to take better care of you. I'm going to communicate with you. I'm going to explain all these things. Our products is the best, bar none, hands down, all that. And just come at it hammering them with why I'm so great and why my product's so great. But I do it that way. I haven't taken one second to hear what they want to say. And sometimes they don't care about the price. Sometimes they didn't care about the name of or the brand of the company. They wanted oftentimes just to know that they have somebody they could call when they had questions, or know that they, you know, for me to point out to them when they might have just had a bad claim, I can look at their policy and say, well, you know, here's something that you guys may not have been aware of, because they're venting to me, right? I give them a chance to share their perspective through a claim that they just might have gone through. I can say, here's something that y'all probably weren't aware of. Let me explain this to you. And then so next time when you have this situation, whether you're with my company buying my product or you stay with where you're at, you know the right questions to ask and you can be aware so you maybe don't have that headache moving forward. So if I can provide that value, now I'm gaining trust. And it's genuine because I want to explain that to them and I'm providing some value to them and I hadn't even tried to sell them anything yet. So it's critical in sales, and that's kind of where I started cutting my teeth on this idea of always put myself in their shoes and try to see it from their perspective rather than my perception. And then it evolved. As I got further along in that sales career, I became more in a management role, right? So I had teams under me, and the longer I did that, I had some success with that, but the more success I had, the more my team grew and continue to have success. When I was, you know, it became a leader in that industry, not through selling, but now managing folks and trying to inspire them to go out and do a good job selling, I did the same thing. Right, I would sit down with anyone that I had the responsibility of leading, right, through as their manager. I would always sit down with them and I'd want to hear their perspective. I wanted to hear how they were feeling about certain topics or certain products that maybe we're launching, or rate increases, or issues they're having within their office or with their clients. And I would always give them the platform to share that with me, right? Just share it with me and let's talk through it. And oftentimes when I would hear that perspective, I might be able to get things out of that that then I could bring some help to them. I could offer up some advice, or I could, if it was a perspective I hadn't thought about, maybe it would help me implement things in other areas of the job that I was doing that not only helps them, but it helps me and help other people that I manage. So leading with that type of mentality, number one, everybody I managed to a person to this day, I think would honestly say that they trusted me and that I gave them space to share their thoughts on things. I that was a top priority to me. I wanted to give the folks that I was responsible for leading the space to share their thoughts and opinions. Whether I didn't always agree with them, and sometimes I often had to push back, right, and give them my perception of their perspective, right? So I had to do that sometimes. I had to wear the company hat a lot of times, where some things I might not have aligned with the company, but I had to because that's the role I was in, right? So oftentimes I had to, they knew that I had to carry that, or, you know, walk that line in some degrees. So But I always came at every situation trying to see their perspective. So that was from a leadership standpoint. I've kind of covered sales. I've kind of covered leadership or management. And both of those kind of relate and can be applied to my business that I'm running now, which has an aspect of sales. It has an aspect of management and leadership. But another one, and one that, like, I might be speaking to folks that are listening that they might not be married, right? So they can't really apply this or to their marriage, or they might not be in a relationship. They might not be in sales. You might not be running a business. You might not be managing people. You might be in a very good job, going to work every day, but you don't have anybody that you're managing, but you're not selling anything, and you're not married. Or you might not be all three of those, or one of the three, or whatever. To those folks, where this logic can be applied is in everyday communication. So think about conversations you have throughout the day, or conflicts you might have in your family, or friendships you have, or just whatever the case may be. Think about a recent one you've had where, and I hesitate to share examples because I know a lot of people listen to this, but I'll try to do my best sharing this example of a recent potential conflict and how I got to a resolution of that conflict very quickly by trying to figure out the other side's perspective rather than going at it with my perception, right? And I'm doing this on the fly, so I'm thinking through how I want to package this. But when you have a situation where in business, where you're providing a service, and in this example, I was providing a service, the person that was receiving that service wasn't happy with something, and they were sharing that with me. And I had now removed the business out of it. Now we've got a conflict. Somebody's not happy with something I've done, right? So we all face that. Somebody telling us they're not happy with something that we've done, an action we've made, or whatever the case may be. Now, from my perception, they were wrong. They were wrong. As I sit here saying this, my perception of the situation was they were incorrect. So naturally I wanted to go back at them and tell them all the reasons they're wrong, right? You're wrong because of this. Here's why you're wrong. Here are all the examples and all the facts and all the things that I'd want to say to win the argument. Instead, I went to them through conversation, not through text, not through email. We got on a phone call and I started asking questions. And once I did that, it gave them the comfortability to really release it on me. Just let me know. And then as they said it, I was like, okay, well, that makes sense. I hadn't thought of it from that perspective. So they gave me their perspective, and I was like, I hadn't thought about it that way. I hear what you're saying. Now, here's my counter to that. And then I was able to go in, and now we're in deeper than I normally would have been if I just spouted out all the reasons I was right. So I was able to go in and kind of counter that with, I hear what you're saying. I hadn't thought of it that way. And here's my response to that. And then it opened it up for them to give me more of their perspective. Hadn't thought of it that way. So now I'm hearing them, articulate to me a perspective that I hadn't thought about. Genuinely, I had not thought about it. And once they articulated it that way, and I got to think about it that way, I could clearly see where they were coming from. I got it. And I was able to explain, and a lot of it came through lack of communication on my end, on the front end, and through the whole process, where I just didn't clearly communicate some of my expectations, and nor did they. But once I heard their perspective, it put me in a much better situation to say, okay, I get that. I still think I'm right. But by the end of that conversation, so did they. But they got their opportunity to give me their perspective. I agreed with them 100% and was able to explain, had I been in your shoes with the information you had, I would have felt the exact same way. right? So me saying that and being able to hear their perspective and give them that space to give it, we resolved that conflict in one phone call, virtually shook hands, and it's done. It's squashed. There was nothing else to talk about. And we both walked away having our voices heard and nothing else needed to come of it. So in your daily communications, you're going to have conflict. So try that. Give this a try. Think about it. Next time you're confronted with a situation, try to figure out what their perspective is. And it's not going to be easy, especially if you've never done it this way. But if you do, I almost guarantee at the end of that, you're going to like, holy crap, why haven't I not been doing this all along? Ask questions to try to see where they're coming from, but then at the same time, be open to hear it and think about it like, oh, I hadn't thought of it that way. And if you do that, it might not change your perception on a lot of things, but if you can see it through their eyes, it's going to equip you to be much better off at explaining your perception to them a little bit better now that you know how they were seeing things. So I've rambled long enough on this, perspective versus perception. Try it. It's not something that will be easy if it's not how you operate now, but try it with your kids. Try it with your spouse. Try it with your people you're interacting with daily. Do more, put more effort into trying to see things through other people's eyes before you just react with your own thoughts and just spout out your own perception. So with that, I'll wrap up another episode of Burning the Ships Weekly Ramble. As always, I appreciate you guys joining us, and I hope y'all are finding value in this. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Burning the Ships. I want to give a special thanks to our sponsor, 608B Capital, helping real estate investors secure fast, reliable funding to fuel their boldest moves. If you're ready to take your investing to the next level, visit 608bcapital.com to learn more. If you found value in today's episode, please take a moment to rate and review the podcast. Your feedback not only helps us improve, but it also helps us reach more people who are ready to burn the ships and commit fully to their goals. And don't forget to share the episode with someone who needs that extra push to take bold action. I'll leave you with this. Burning the ships isn't just about removing the option to retreat. It's about unlocking the courage to charge forward. No matter the odds, the past is behind you and the future is yours to conquer. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time on Burning the Ships.